thought I'd found it.
Oh, hello.
What the fuck are you watching?
I was just watching Peter Hook interview on YouTube because I was playing some Smoking Water earlier, and of course Peter Hook and his godlike bass guitar sound. I was just watching a little interview of him talking about his pedals, and I was getting a bit geeky and frankly rather turned on. Yes.
His bike pedals.
Huh?
His bike pedals. He rides his bike.
No, it's guitar pedals, isn't it? The I got the same chorus as him. It's the Electro Harmonics Clone Theory. Fucking lovely, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. It's a very nice pedal. In it. And of course, New Order. Chatting about New Order and Peter Hook, or Hook if you're South Watford. There's a bit of a segue, tenuous link, in it, because there's me, there's Kat, and you can hear by the lack of northerness, Dom's not with us. Intro layer. Dom is not here at the moment. Don't know if he's going to join us because I can't remember and I'm stoned. Yeah. But he's
stuff
watching. Yeah, he's doing stuff and ting. Hopefully watching New Order at Withenshaw Arena or something.
Although, secretly, I don't consider it New Order anymore because Peter Hook's not in it and they sound now like a watered down version of the Pet Shop Boys. But don't tell anyone.
Yeah, I was going to say, there might be considerably less bass than usual.
Yeah, well, they've got a guy doing bass and, like, he's just playing what Hookie used to play, but it's just not the same without Hookie. There you go. There's a topic. So we'll do the intro in a second. Bands that, because some bands you could pretty much replace all the members in it and it wouldn't really make that much difference. I suppose I better back that up with that. Well, in most metal bands from the 70s. Oh, controversial. But yeah, sometimes you get a band and if someone leaves, like, It just isn't the same. Well, that's what I think.
AC/DC, I suppose.
Yeah, it wasn't the same after What's-His-Face died. I forgot his name. Bon Scott, that's the one, yeah. Dirty Deeds and a Done Dirt Cheap. What was my favourite one that I always used to play with Lady Dent when we were both drunk, and that's just her. Not me. Big Balls. You remember that song, don't you?
Probably, yeah. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls. And they're fancy big balls. And he's got big balls. And she's got big balls. But we've got the best balls of them all.
Anyway, enough of that rubbish. Kat, is there any business before we cut and paste the intro?
Cut and paste.
They contribute nothing to our culture.
I'm gonna lick your ass tonight.
And are to be stamped out.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
I guess hello, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and episode number 490s. I should be trying to be a bit more professional about this. More of that.
Why start now?
More of that later. Yeah, why start now? Fuck knows how many years we've been doing it now, but coming up to 500 episodes.
Hang on, I'll just check. Wait up. Too many,
yeah. A lot of people say that, and quite often I think it, but this is kind of like the podcast equivalent of Stockholm Syndrome.
Or herpes.
Or podcast equivalent herpes. And because Kat, you're one of the closest things I've got to a best mate, because I don't really like people. And
the other ones are all dead.
Oh, yes. Goodness.
In your West Light Garden.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, well, this is a Strange Times, or as we potentially call it, strangetimeshow.com. It saves us having to plug the website. Yeah, that's kind of it. What are we, Kat? What are we about?
I'm about 5'7". You're about 5'8".
What?
You're about to get the ass.
Yeah, I've got 5'7". I'm 6 foot tall.
Gaping it is.
6 foot tall, I have, you know. Not as tall, allegedly.
Well, yeah, as tall as you now.
Is he? Now, yeah, which one?
He's nearly 6 foot.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, Tom's overtaking me now. Yeah. The big muscly bastard, my son's only 15. God damn it. Hey. Although I don't know if it's him getting...
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if it's him getting taller or me getting older and my spine starting to curve and, oh, I don't know, slowly dismantle.
Collapse.
I feel like...
It's all that folding yourself in half to fillet.
That would be it. I mean...
It damages your spine, I hear.
I almost got there. I almost got there, but that was a few decades ago when I was a lot slimmer. Yeah, anyway, we digress, as we often do. It's one of the leitmotifs of the show. Yes, yeah, strangetimeshow.com. We tackle the stupid so you don't have to. We do try, and in fact, lots of people have called us very trying indeed. To the left of me is my beautiful podcast wife, the mysterious, the very Australian, Kat Sorens.
Correct. I'm also to your right, I have, you know. Depends which way you're walking.
Right. Okay. What if I'm spinning around in a chair really fast?
Then you've probably got that rubber cock stuck to it yet, haven't you?
Rubber cock. I don't know why I just typed that down. Those shopping links or something.
Yeah. It looks like it's already in your search history.
So what do we do? We just, I mean, there's no real sort of mission statement for that. Yeah, I'm sorry for talking while you're interacting with your cough, you oaf.
Yeah, I'm almost over that, clearing all my lungs from that fucking nasty house.
Actually, yeah, we can stop with my pretentious twaddle for a bit. There'll be plenty of chance for that later. Tell us about your asbestos snorting.
Yeah, well, I was doing lines of asbestos from a dog piss riddled house.
Well, odd.
Willard. He's like Maynard. Wait up. Yeah, so those that didn't listen to the previous episode, I don't blame you because it was probably shot like the other 400 million. Yeah, the house we bought, the people that had been renting it had a penchant. A penchant, that's it. Pensioners, they're the ones that are all old and crippled and moan about things, aren't they?
Come over and see our jobs. No. That's
right. Yeah. So we bought the house and the people there, they like to have their dogs inside and their dogs just, went to the toilet constantly, I think. So the back room of the house, one of them, yeah, it's almost impossible to walk into without vomiting or your lungs just squeezing every last bit of air out because of what you've just inhaled. So after being in the house for about 5 minutes, whatever's in the air in the house, I'd inhaled way too much of, and I had to take, I was on an asthma pump for a while, two lots of antihistamines. What else was I taking? Something else too. Some steroid thing, I think. Yeah. Ooh, cool. A steroid cream I had to rub into my lungs, or drink or something like that. One or the other. Yeah.
Fucking
so
up.
I spent about 6 weeks just coughing up fucking gunk. Because
you said my lungs gunk.
Yes, not penis. Yeah, so I was just coughing. Your lungs produce this sort of, phlegmy stuff, and to get rid of all the stuff you breathed in.
Yeah.
And that was a delight. It was fucking fun. 6 weeks of that. So I could either cough constantly or I'd be taking these tablets, which I could, lozenges, so that I could stop coughing. But to get the stuff out, I had to cough. So that was.
God, Jesus, yeah. Mate.
That was fucking fun. But it's pretty much done now, so yeah. I'll try not to cough too much, you miserable blind bastard.
Okay. Well, as long as you're on the mend, because I was going to be worried because, lunches.
He said mend, not men.
Yeah, not nonsense. Yeah, because lungs being a bit of a hot personal topic for myself with asthma and COPD, and my mum, God rest her soul, went from complications from pulmonary fibrosis. I'm amazed I could get that word out, considering the amount of Han Solo edibles I've had this evening. My goodness. Right. Okay. Well. So you built up your immunity to asbestos now and stuff. That's good.
Yeah. Seems to be right. Non-existent. So that's good.
All right. Cool. So when's the house getting flattened and built with a new one?
A mortgage broker has told us to wait till we get the building loan finalised, because even though the property is worth more without the house on it, by $200,000, which is about £4 or something, I think.
£4.30 now, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, £4.30. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we have to keep it there because the bank wants to see. Oh no, we want an actual house on the property and we'll value it more. Why? It's worth less. The house is a piece of shit. It's riddled with piss. Why would anyone want it? That's how we got it so cheap, because we knew the people that owned the house couldn't afford to. They didn't have any money to knock it down, so they could increase the price of just selling the land. So that's why I lowballed them for about a couple of months until they were fucking forced to sell.
You and what them?
Lowballed. I'm lowballed them.
Oh. Sounds a bit rude.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's life in the big city.
Life in a big city. Did you so you're just waiting for stuff to happen so you can Lego brick your new house and right. So what's her ladyship Jenny up to then at the moment? Is she off shopping for lots and lots of cushions? Because first thing you do, you go out shopping, spend a lot of money. I'm sure I've done this before, dear listener. Oh, that's a lovely sofa, settee, whatever you want to call it. You sit on it, oh, it's really comfy, brilliant. Let's take it home. Take it home. You blink, and it's covered in fucking cushions.
Oh, I know. We don't actually have cushions on the couches. We've got black leather ones.
Ooh.
So non-slip, easy to work on. My wife won them. She won the money for them. When my eldest son was probably about six, we went out for dinner at this El Cheapo pub, which had pokey machines at the back. So we had something to eat. He had an ice cream after his kids' meal, ran around the playground. My wife said, oh, can I have $10? I'll go in and just play the pokies for a minute. And I was like, here we go. Another gambling addict. Because my previous girlfriend had wasted a whole fucking ton of my money without me knowing it. And
imagine that.
It was a fucking delight. Thousands of dollars in the drain. Fucking beautiful. Anyway, so she takes $10 into the fucking pokies. Comes out 3 minutes later, and she goes, I said, all right, let's go then. She goes, no, fuck that. fuck that. How much was it? I think she gave me about $1,100. I said, here's $1,100. I went, what the fuck? And she goes, yeah. Well, could this go? Nah, I've still got $5 left of what you gave me, so I'm going back in to spend that. But she goes back in, comes back with another $900. So she got $2,000 in about 6 minutes. Playing this, like someone must have been in there just feeding money into this dollar coin pokey machine for days. She's walked in with $10 and gone, I've won, taken the money out, then gone back in again and just pretty much repeated the process. And about 6 minutes it took, $2,000, which she spent on these expensive little couches, which I've had for 20 years now. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. Blimey. I bet they could tell a tale or two. Hey, isn't it? As nonsense as a ring to a blind bat.
It'd probably be in therapy.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, another instructional video. Bloody hell.
I'm window shopping at bass guitars at the moment.
Okay. What sort?
Well, I'm not sure. Thing is, I don't like the bass guitars with the great big tuning pegs, like the ones you tend to get on, say, a Fender Precision.
Okay.
I've seen this nice one, actually. Pretty cheap, actually. It's a Squire, but it's a Jaguar bass, because I really like that kind of off-center, so like slightly off-kilter shape, like the Jaguars.
Yeah, offset. And all
that. Yeah, offset, that's it.
How much did you want to spend?
Well, anything between 300 and 800.
Okay. I was going to say, if you wanted to get something higher up, Look at Kiesel Guitars. K-I-E-S-E-L.
K-I-E... What?
S-E-L.
S-E-L. Because I loved... I quite like the Thunderbird bass guitars. Older Simon Gallup from the Q School. Know those, I mean.
Yeah, those ones are semi-custom, so you can pick what colour you want, pickups.
All right.
Yeah. I bought one there a while ago, a couple of years ago. Not a bass, an actual guitar.
Ooh, that's a nice guitar, actually.
It's one of the... There's some... I've got a shop with things that they've already built, which you might get cheaper. But the other ones, the semi-custom ones, like you pick the neck wood, you pick the body wood, you pick the pickup configuration.
Oh, right. Oh, that's just a sort of place. I love going window shopping. It's like when you go online looking at cars and then you just put all like the bells and whistles on, see how much it is, just for a laugh.
Yeah, well, there's actually a guitar builder. They've got a segment, section on their website called a guitar builder. You can pick guitar or bass. Then you can go through them. You can pick everything.
My word.
So there you are.
Redtube.com. There's something else that's going to keep me occupied this evening. Other adult pornographic websites are available. Apparently, and if you know of any others, let me know. I'm getting a bit bored of the ones I watch.
You've actually seen all of it.
Yeah, I've actually gone through the whole of YouTube. Yeah, so what's been happening with me? Well, shall I tell you?
Oh, yes, I've got to ask.
Exciting things afoot. You know how I always wanted to get into radio sort of as in the broadcast side of it? Yes, we all know that I, under my guise, Dave in Dead, contributed to the multi-award-winning and BAFTA-nominated The Skewer. Yeah, all right. Done with that. But yeah.
How's it doing now without you there?
I listen to it when it's on. It's still very good. It just wasn't something I felt I could contribute to anymore.
All right. So it hasn't gone down the tubes now that you've left?
No. God bless you. I ain't green when I'm looking young. But yeah, you know how I actually wanted to get into the broadcast side of it? Well, I sent an email to one of our local radio stations, kind of doing a bit of a guest job. I could do that. And the station manager emailed me back and said, oh, I don't know if we've got any paid work at the moment, but let me see if there's any volunteer stuff going on. Yeah, fair enough. Foot in the door and that sort of thing. And I got an email from someone who does the travel and weather at the station. And they said, right, okay, well, can you send in a little voice sample? You know, obviously just to make sure that I don't thought, well, not that there's anything wrong with talking like that, but it's not the best voice for traveling. But, oh, God, I'm digging a hole here. anyway, I sent in a little voice sample and she got back saying, oh, yeah, yeah, it's really good. Come in and have a chat. And, yeah, so basically starting from next Sunday, I'm going to be doing the travel and weather announcements on November. Which is
nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's
what
quite
you
bad
do is get a really big show on LBC or what's that one? XFM. On XFM, and then ship me over to the UK, and we'll do Strange Times on XFM.
Well, it's still my dream for you to come over here at some point, so we can actually do that. I don't think it's called XFM anymore. I think it's called Radio X.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah, it's quite exciting now because when I went in to see the studio and just to make sure, I guess I wanted to make sure I wasn't likely to stab anyone, and they said, "Well, look, do you want to actually have a go at doing a read?" It's like, right, I've been in there for about 5 minutes. It's like, fucking hell, yeah, all right. So yeah. It's all very exciting. You walk in there and, like, there's the DJ. I mean, the radio station, the musical playlist isn't really sort of, well, I wouldn't say it's my, well, of course, it's not going to be my choice, is it? Because it doesn't play 24/7 depressing goth music. No, it's sort of like classic hits and what have you, a lot of stuff from the 70s and 80s, which,
hits with a silent S.
Absolutely. They, it's really cool because there used to be a pirate radio station back in 1969. And I think they were going as a pirate station until about 85, and the man finally sort of like felt in a collar or something or another. But then they came back and they got a legit license. So yeah, it's you can tell it's the closest I've got to sounding animated in quite some time. Something to look forward to, other than death and more taxes. Oy vey, my life to goodness already. Hang on a minute. So I very rarely look at our chat group on Facebook, but
oh, that's still there.
It's still there.
Keep fucking hanging around.
People have written into us. We should find the sound effect for that, really, shouldn't we? Oh, your signal's breaking up there. You're breaking up.
Is that better?
Dude, yeah. I don't know if you've done anything, but should we carry on regardless? I've lost my flow now.
Take a little blue pill.
Well, I can't take any more things like that. I'll end up falling over. That's right. I was going to find the letters. Fucking news here. That's one thing I've got to get used to if I'm doing traffic and travel and stuff. I can't fucking swear on the radio. Queues going up to the Dartford Tunnel because of some cunt in an Audi.
Yeah. You don't remember to be insulting the gammon while you're on the radio.
Yeah. And for all of you fat cunts in BMWs, stop sitting at 60 miles an hour on the outside lane.
Oh, bloody hell. No, what was it I listened to the other day?
Dogging Watch on Radio. What album?
The Glass Animals. It wasn't very good. Which is what I found annoying. I was looking forward to that.
Glass Animals. What's that?
The previous one was at Dreamland in 2020. That was good. But this one, not so much.
The band?
Yeah. Yeah, the band. They usually make albums.
Oh, you cheeky little sausage.
You see. Oh, wait. Yeah, so I found that annoying. What about you? Have you listened to anything recently that you found to be shite?
That I found to be shite? Yeah, a few podcasts. Hey! Stuff that I've listened to recently that I found to be shite? No, not really.
Any album you're looking forward to is like, oh, this would be good. Oh, no, it wasn't. Oh.
No, actually. When was I last disappointed by an album? Actually, oh my goodness, this is awful. It's probably going to be by my favourite band, New Order, because I didn't like the last one that much. Again, it's without Hooky, so it's just not the same. We don't like change. We fear change. We're old men.
Mm.
I like you when bass guitars sound like this. Oh, that overdrive compression. Oh, chorus. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Such a legend. Apparently, he had developed that playing style of playing up high. Because apparently, according to him, the man himself, when he was doing rehearsals with Joy Division, it was so noisy, it's the only way that he could make himself heard. Great.
But he had to actually listen to the strings.
Yes.
Coming out of his amplification.
In it, bruv. What was I going to do? Yeah. Letters, yes. And I was going to find some music. I can't be fucking arsed. I might overdub some appropriate music in post. Shall we have a little read of the letters, son?
Yes. Yes, we shall.
Yes, we shall indeed. Right, I'll put them in date order. Oh, look, we got about three. My God. I'm sorry.
Must have been about 6 years then since we read any of these.
Yeah, probably. 50, 70, 12. Right, first one's from the lovely, lovely Dana. We've got to get you on the show soon, Dana. Go on, get your people to speak to my people. Let's sort it out. She says words that sound a little like this. I've seen that the co-op is offering sprinkling of ashes by drone. What? should I book this as I'm never going to be able to have my ashes taken into orbit? Oh, right. So I thought she was referring to a band or something. I'm not having you talking about mortality stuff, Denny. You're going to live forever. I demand it.
Yes. Do this sort of stuff on the radio.
Yeah.
Read that stuff like this in between, just randomly. Well, oh, I've got a letter here.
Yeah, I finally get my own chat show on a radio station and my first call in. Call in with how you'd like to be disposed of after you die. Call this number. We'll call you back. Okay. So she wants. So Dana, I take it from that you actually wanted your ashes to be blasted into orbit. Right. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? I remember when I was a boy.
Yeah, it's an expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. I remember when I was trying to be cool back in the 80s, said, oh, I want my ashes to be put in a big joint. What fucking dickish thing to say? Stupid cunt, aren't I? Right, okay, moving swiftly onwards, we've got Andy. Oh, Mr. Andrew Gow. I have a word with him soon, actually. He said, I recently watched the live Talking Heads show film, Stop Making Sense. Oh, good choice, sir. That's absolutely brilliant. Peak Talking Heads, that. And I'm now slightly turgid for it. Wait, can you be slightly turgid? He says in brackets. Yes, you can. It's like thumbing in a pepperami. Anyway, I would say it was probably the best such live music performance I've seen on screen. What are the sexy hosts' view on such things? Live performances on the screen? Well, I think possibly the best live show that I've seen presented via the medium of television, I think it's probably The Cure a few years back when they did what they called a series of trilogy gigs where three of their albums, Pornography, something, I can't remember now, it was an absolutely immense live presentation. People think that The Cure would be quite boring live because they don't really move about a lot, and they don't. I mean, like, Robert Smith doesn't really do the foot on monitors, like with one bollock hanging over his guitar going, yeah, he can't, and he doesn't beat people up like singers from Queens of the Stone Age do. Controversial. But they are just a fucking incredible thing to witness and hear. I think probably the best live gig I've been to in person, I've got to say, the Sleep Token gig last year in December was pretty special. But what about you, Kat? What's your favourite TV gig type thing performance? Don't say The Wiggles.
No. Concert. The Napalm Death Life Corruption. That was pretty good.
Right. Oh, hang on. Napalm Death what? Life Corruption, did you say?
Yeah.
Live.
That's
on YouTube. Is that with the new singer or the old OG singer?
No, the new one.
All right. Oh, let's have a little look at it.
It's not that new.
Yeah, they're fucking good, Napalm Death. Yeah. They are good indeed. And what's your best gig that you've been to then?
I think probably the best live gig I've been to would probably be the band my brother was in, Warsaw, at the Art House in North Melbourne. Yeah, biased, but that was really good. It's only like an old pub, but it was pretty full, and the sound was mixed really well. Probably because my brother mixed it, did all the mixing and stuff as well. So,
all right, sweet.
Cool. Yeah, so I used to, people would hire him, like, oh, can you mix our band and stuff like that when we were playing somewhere? So he'd get dragged along and fiddle around with him mixing stuff and do that. So, that was cool. That was really good.
Ooh, good gig. Cool. I hope you're playing at home.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we can't ask. Well, maybe Dom is at his best gig ever right now, and New Order are doing their thing like this. Okay. Next letter. It's from Andy again. Second less serious question, he says. If you were to get caught playing a solo on your magical man flute, pink oboe, was that, sir? And you care to dismiss the act to the unfortunate onlooker. Oh, what would your rational explanation be for what they actually saw? Andy, can you practice with your words, please? Yeah. Thanks. Love you. Right. Okay, what would you do if you got caught wanking? Well, do you know what? I'd try not to put myself in a position where I could be caught. I mean, it's a pathetic excuse for a penis anyway that I have, so I'm not really going to go out of my way to try and expose it, you know.
Hang on,
if we're talking about my penis, I need to put on some special music, don't I?
That hot music?
Yeah, how'd you guess? I took my penis out the other day. They all laughed when I went to play, but then I realised I left the bathroom door open. Jesus, don't get any better this show, does it? Oof. I'm going to have to up my game, though, if I'm going to be broadcasting on radio.
We're still on it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be it. Maybe we should have ourselves replaced by, like, a new generation. I might leave the show to Tom in my will. Maybe your kids might want to, you know. Right, more letters. And not the French ones, unfortunately. Oh, no, hang on a minute. Let's go back to that Andy question again. So how would you excuse yourself if you were caught wanking in public, Kat?
Well, as I said, it depends who's caught you. If it's my wife that's caught me, I'll just go, well, come on, your turn.
Help us out, love. Right. It's like if you're caught having sex out in public, so please... you just shout out, help me, I'm trying to hold her down, she's having convulsions. Yeah, don't see my radio career lasting that long, actually. Okay.
As long as you stop saying cunt, you'll be fine, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's a limited area of the country, these sort of like traffic and travel that I'm doing, I must see if there's any rude sounding road names near and nearby. That'd be good.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you have to do that. Go check everything. Get ChatGPT to like scan the area for you. Names you can use for double entendre in whatever area, and definitely mention them every morning.
Absolutely, it'd be rude not to, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, right, well, let's move on to the last letter. Well, say letter, paragraph, thwapped into the Facebook page. Dana. So this is a bit of a Dana sandwich. Ooh, just think of that, eh? A man got off his bike. Sorry, this is her. A man got off a bicycle and has had a whiz up a tree next to the house recently. Should I have said something or just thrown a bucket of something nasty over him? The area I live in really has gone feral. Yeah. Man, yeah, I know, you know, if you've got to go, you've got to go, but pissing up a tree next to a house, at least try and hide yourself a bit. I don't know, maybe he was pissed. I'll be tempted to shout out and give a little bit of verbal, because if they're pissing like cock out, they're not really going to run after you. Well, hopefully.
yeah, they might struggle.
Yeah.
Without drowning.
With an axe. Well, Dana, I think you did... you shouldn't engage with such horrible, dreadful people, Dana. That's far beneath you, my majesty. I was going to mention something else about that. I can't remember now. My God. Imagine that.
That's when we kept a bucket of piss just kept by the window. Just in case.
Keep a bucket of piss by the window. Yeah. Yeah, for next time.
So that's what you want to do. You want to get a big bucket of piss that you just constantly keep full. So it's about an inch under the lid in your room. So the stench is always there. And just on the off chance that the once in a lifetime thing happens or someone coming by to piss on your tree.
I don't know where this thing is with piss at the moment, actually, because my dear lovely lady wife, she was chatting the other day, and she keeps bringing up this thing that, and I thought it was, you know, just nonsense, but it's true. In every sort of film where blokes are about to solve like some murder mystery or something, they're always going for a piss at the same time. It's like a break when, and they're just casually walking into the toilet, having a piss, and then, now, wait a minute, did you say you was foxy at six? And it's true, because I've been watching programmes, and it happens. People solve mysteries whilst having a piss.
More, so then you can piss more and solve more mysteries.
But she's got to think about blokes pissing in TV shows anyway. She thinks it happens too much. I said, well, you know, it's a willy. It's a willy, and we've all got them, even you. No, hang on.
What else has been going on? What's happening in the UK? How's Sir Keir Starmer doing? Still fucking ruining things, is he?
Ruining things? He could fucking serve me up a plate of heated up dog shit, and it'd be better than what the Conservatives have been doing to the country in the past fucking God knows how long.
Yeah, I know, but that's a low bar. That's the same as ours.
It is a very low bar. I'll be honest, mate, I don't know. I think this is one of the things that's been contributing to me being slightly happier recently, because I have been deliberately not watching the news, and I've been getting less upset as a result. Oh, go on.
The bits that I've seen, he's probably just doing the same as what our Labor PM's doing, which is being slightly better than the fucking Tories.
Right.
So that stuff like, oh, we promised all this stuff when we were in opposition, but now we're here. Well, we don't want to change anything. Well, why the fuck want to do that?
We were lying.
Whistleblowers, no, put them in jail. I know I said we would. Yeah. I know I said transparent government, but that was for them, not for us. Fuck off. Let's cover things up and don't do this. Whistleblower, straight into jail for you. You can fuck off. Don't you dare tell anyone. Corporations, we love them. Come here. Fucking hell, it's ridiculous. So.
You really need to get your political podcast on the go again, mate. That was good.
It was, but I think that was just stressful fucking just doing that shit as well. And Greg's quite busy with a young family now, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's got a little boy as well as his daughter. She's doing well. She's sick for a while, but So no, I'll have a chat with him and see about that. Things are kicking off in the US, but that'll be over in a couple of months.
Oh, it's all getting rather fruity over there, isn't it?
I thought that's turned around. I know, that's turned around completely. Fucking Trump's having a fucking aneurysm.
He literally is.
Joe Biden's nearly dead. This is going to be easy. And it would have been really easy because Joe Biden couldn't construct sentences. Well, anyway, we beat Medicare. And the border is still there. And anyway, what? What are you talking about?
His brain is literally collapsing in public. It's publicly, his brain is just,
yeah.
I know, easy for me to say.
I watched some of that podcast, listened to the Young Turks. They were broadcasting from the Republican convention after Trump almost got shot. And they were dancing a fucking jig. Like, we're just dancing around. Like, this is going to be so easy. We're going to beat Biden. We're in a landslide. And we'll get the House and the Senate and the presidency, and then we'll implement all our fucking nasty fucking ideas we've got. And after that, while they were there, they picked this lunatic to be the vice president. This is going to be great. Now, he wears eyeshadows and fucks couches, and this is going to be fucking fantastic. And then Biden drops out, and they get Harrison to be the nominee, and they pick a younger version of Bernie Sanders to be the fucking VP. And now they're shitting bricks because fucking the world's collapsing in on them, and they look fucking stupid. And yeah, it's not looking great for them. That's for sure.
They've got a strange voting system there or something, haven't they? I barely understand ours, but it's not down to the amount of people that vote, is it?
No, that's because if it was down to the people that vote, there'd never be any Republican presence. So what they did is come up with, oh, well, all the states vote and then they have delegates. And so you have to get, I think it's 270-something delegates or 300, whatever it is, something like that. And so it's designed so that it's, I think the Democrats need to win by about 5% to make sure that they actually win enough delegates in all the states. So they need, I think Biden won by a bit over 4.5% last time, and he just scraped through in about 3 or 4 states by about 10 to 30,000 votes in a couple of states. So they probably need to win by 5%. So if you ever see, oh, Harris is leading by, she's 3% up, she's down by 2, not up by 3, because the way the system's just fucking rigged.
Goodness.
It's fucking mind-boggling. It's a fucking dumb system, but that's on purpose.
It's enough to make a saint swear, isn't it? Conch!
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. You know how much of a... unreasonably excited I get when I talk about products by Rode, who do all the microphones and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm speaking through one right now. They've just brought out this new podcast microphone, which I think I might have to invest in, because I've got me Rode Broadcaster, which I just save for singing and my voiceovers, because it's special microphone. And I've got this lovely little Rode NT-USB mini jobby, which works lovely. But it does tend to pick up on the plosives quite a lot. I find that I do have to do a bit of post to roll off the bottom end in it. Get rid of because the inbuilt pop shield isn't the best. The sound quality is great, but they brought out this new microphone called the Pod Mic, and it looks really nice. And I've listened to a couple.
Leave a review on their website for that one with a pop shield that isn't that great, maybe they'll fix it.
The thing is, I mean, it's okay. But because it's quite a small microphone and it's internal, there's obviously only a finite.
Well, you stop sticking it up your bum then.
Well, it was Dom's fault. He said that anything can be a butt plug if you're brave. So
push hard enough.
I think it's called the Pod Mic too. Rode Pod Mic USB. That's it. Yeah, nice. About 180 quid. This is a thing now. I'm 20 months booze free. Yay. I've got a fair old amount of cash knocking around.
You're a fucking millionaire now with the way you used to drink.
Oh, Jesus. I shudder to think. Sorry, just looking around behind me, thinking about money, and then just looking around at all like the vinyl. David, I tell you, I bought this racking unit for my vinyl, I've already filled it up, and I need some more.
Of course.
Bloody hell!
Lord,
So what you got planned for the week then, son? You got anything exciting on?
I'm meeting with the builder today to go over some final stuff, because we've got to sign a contract in about 3 weeks for the build. Yeah, so just making sure that everything's what it's supposed to be. Apparently we don't have to pay for town planning, which is great, but we'll have to pay for some other pump thing, which goes for the sewerage or water system or something like that. So basically we're going to have to pay more rather than less, funnily enough, which is a joy for that. So that's an extra $5,000 we've got to come up with. What else? Day, maybe catch up with my eldest son. He's had his birthday on Thursday, so
he's
28.
Oh, yeah. 28, bloody hell. Yes, my daughter's birthday on Wednesday. She turns 18. Okay. Yeah, blimey.
Oh, so she can move out then?
That's it, kind of go. She's got to get a job and stuff first. There's some a couple more years doing college stuff she wants to do, because like, she's doing all right, the fashion and design stuff, which doing well. That's a point. She got her A-level results and stuff, and I did amazingly well in those, which was, you know, not a nice proud dad moment. Of course, I had to do the cliche thing, straight to Facebook, to my little echo chamber. It's all right. I know it's an echo chamber. It's just that we're self-therapy in it. So I think she's going to do this fashion stuff for a couple of years, and then try and get a job. I don't know, as long as it's not selling pins. All the best, as they say.
Yeah. And my daughter's doing video game design.
Wow, that sounds really good, actually. Video game design. Why doesn't she design a Strange Times game?
Because she wants to sell things.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Once she's doing it at the moment, it's got a story-based video game. So it's like picture, and it rolls up text, and you have to answer the text, and then so.
Oh,
like
right.
Solving a mystery like that. And the graphics are sort of done like it's a 1980s Amiga.
Graphics. Wow. That sounds kind of right up my passage. Escape from Monkey Island or something.
Yeah, something like that sort of thing.
Leisure Suit Larry, do you remember that?
I only played it a bit, I think.
That was funny.
But I remember that. And she's got an idea for a project for the end of the year. She's doing a Texas Chainsaw Massacre escape room.
Oh, right. Oh, that sounds like fun.
So you're locked in this room, and you've got to like pull switches or whatever, or move the head to, manipulate these things so you can get out of the room.
Right, and that's a computer game, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That would make a good game, actually.
Yeah.
Mm.
And there are certain things where if you do the wrong thing, Leatherface comes through a hole in the wall and chainsaws you to bits.
Lovely. Oh, blimey. I like that.
Yeah, she's constantly watching horror movies, my daughter.
Oh, speaking of horror movies, I've got to go see the that new Alien film. My son went to see it with a friend of his the other day.
Opening day.
Oh, right. Did she like it?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah. Tom really liked it. It comes in between the first two films, apparently, doesn't it? So,
I don't know.
I think that's one I'll probably want to see at the cinema rather than waiting until it appears on some dodgy resource on my TV. Because we went to see Deadpool and Wolverine at the cinema. That was good. I'll tell you what, though, right? Like 15 certificates these days, years and years ago, back in my day, the sort of stuff that gets played out as passable for 15, it would have been 18 years ago, or as it was in my day, X certificate, because that's what it used to be before 18. Yeah, because all the gore and the major swear words like cunt and motherfucker. There's cunts and motherfuckers everywhere. And it's a 15. I'm thinking, blimey, what do you have to do to be an 18 film now? Fist the baby. It's like, for the fuck? You're listening to Radio Felch. Podcast title, Radio Felch.
Radio Felch.
Like it. All we hear is...
Radio
Felcher. Radio Felcher. Speaking of Felcher, must catch up with Orr soon. Need to buy wedding
hats. What are
you planning? What have I got planned? I am going to indulge in some more edibles, I think. And then I'm going to sit down with my Sony... noise cancelling headphones and drift off to some nice sounds.
Cool.
Yeah. I was actually tempted to do another episode of The Bitter Sound, even though I finished it.
Okay.
I occasionally get the urge because it was good fun.
Yeah, maybe just do bits and pieces, and then when it's finally, if there's enough there, then yeah.
I'll have to get you to reprise your role as Diggo from Optus.
Yeah, Diggo from Optus. I have to record a Alex Jonestown for our 500.
Oh, yeah. And do you think you could possibly get Seamus to
Oh, yeah, oh, that silly cunt.
Do something for the 500th. That'd be good.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, mate. Should we wrap it up? It's about your bedtime.
Yeah. I think we'll wrap it up now before before it gets too exciting. Dear listeners, this has been hopefully episode number 496 of StrangeTimeshow.com. Available from all good news agents, a few bad ones, and wherever the fuck you get your podcasts from. We don't really do much of the way of social media, to be honest. You can find our chat group on Facebook, Strange Time Show chat group, something like that. I don't know, you'll find us. just search for Cat Science or Davian Dent, even though I don't really use that name anymore. Just search for either of those two cunts and you'll find us. I don't really use the Strange Times Twitter anymore because I've got my own. I'm really cutting down on the amount of social mediaing.
We lost the password for that about fucking 6 years ago.
Yeah. I found it. I'll keep it running for a bit. I just can't be bothered to do anything with it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Any last words, sir, before I press stop on this cassette recorder?
No, I've got nothing.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I need time to march and now we need a proper toilet. Was it the stew or the bio? We're to play with me, plate and me Guinness. I ate every bite, now it's time for a shit in the dead of the night. For the food was wrong, but now we need a stand. Quickly find a loo before I shit myself again. But now we need to stand and quickly find the loo before I shit myself again. Could be the sausage or the shitting bread. My guts in a twist, I'm crossing what I fed. I'm pacing the halls, can't hold it much more. Need the blue loo before I melt on the floor. All the food was rotten, but now I need to stand. Quickly find a loo before I shit myself again. All the food was rotten, but now we need to stand. Quickly find a loo before I shit myself again.